You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, where on the Feast of Pentecost, the Church became visible, the Church that came into existence at the Passion of our Lord when He poured out His Spirit into the Church, was realized. When St. Peter gathered together the Church, baptized 3,000 people on that day. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, as in today's Gospel, the sign of the Church is a sign of unity. And the Church is called precisely to be the sacrament of love and unity of the human race. That is why in today's Gospel, Jesus underscored the importance of being one with Him and one with each other, so that the world may believe, He said, that it was You who sent Me. My dear brothers and sisters, yet we know the world is very much divided, very fragmented. There are many challenges in the promotion of unity in the human race. We hear of discrimination, racial discrimination, civil wars, social unrest. And this is ironical because we would think that with mass communication, the world would be a more united place because information could be freely shared. And yet the truth is that because of mass communication, social media, internet, we have an overload of information, misinformation, distorted information, so much so that an ordinary person would find it difficult to really know what is truly right or wrong, because every argument is presented in a very persuasive manner. And many of us are more confused than ever. So much so, we do not know where the truth lies. So it ends up, therefore, in personal preference. How many likes? Suppose you write something, you got 1,000 likes. Oh, that means it's good. It is not a matter of objective truth. It's a matter of personal feeling. It has nothing to do with the truth. So truth today is decided by consensus, by popularity. And the worst thing, my dear brothers and sisters, is that those who are powerful, influential, those who have money, can manipulate and use the media to popularize their views. And we are at their mercy. And the media, very often, they are supported by the powerful and those who have plenty of money. Although the media philosophy is supposedly to be communicating truth. But if you depend on resources, you depend on financial backing, it might be a different story. Today, when we celebrate World Communication Sunday, indeed, Jesus, in today's Gospel, speaks of the importance of speaking His words so that people can believe in Him. The Holy Father, last year, on World Communication Sunday, the message was, come and see. This year, His message was, come and listen. So, the theme for this year's celebration is listening. How do we listen in such a way that the truth can be heard? My dear brothers and sisters, listening, we know, is a two-way process. We have the speaker, we have the listener. But very often today, it is difficult for the listener to listen to the speaker. Because many of us, although we speak of dialogue, and that is what we have been hearing all this time, even the war in Ukraine, dialogue, dialogue. But it's a monologue. Nobody is listening to each other. Everybody already have their views defined. Even when we are listening to someone, we are not listening. We are just preparing our defense to make sure we win the argument. And that is why very often we have misunderstanding, we have quarrels, because everyone is concerned about protecting his or her own interests. It is not about building community. It is not about protecting everyone's interests. It is my interest. It is the national interest. But national interest must also be aligned with world interest. This is the problem of politics. This is the reason why there is war. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, it is important to try to eliminate the obstacles of listening. Why is it so difficult for us to listen? Sometimes, perhaps, it is the way the message is presented. In today's first reading, we have the stoning of St. Stephen. Before St. Stephen was stoned to death, of course, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, they were enraged by what he said. If you have read the earlier text of today's first reading, St. Stephen was calling them stiff-necked, raised, uncircumcised hearts, and murderers like the prophets before them. My dear brothers and sisters, of course, when we speak in such a manner, we will get people to react. That is why today in the world, we speak about the need to speak in politically correct language. In other words, not to say things to hurt people directly. St. Stephen, when he said those words, and today, when he said those words, we can understand why they react. But perhaps in those days, it might be acceptable. Even in today's time, sometimes when you use the soft option, it does not work. Even for your parents, you tell your children nicely, one day you're going to bombard them, tell them the truth. You get it or not? Of course, they will not be happy, but sometimes the truth has to be spoken in that manner. But it should not be used without compassion, without feeling for the other person. And that is why today it is important for us, especially when talking about the media, how do we present ourselves? Thanks to media, today the truth can be communicated in a way that perhaps would be more palatable. Today we have interactives, videos, graphics, charts, music, using all kinds of media techniques to present the message in such a way that even not so intelligent people like us, immediately we grasp the message. Nah? You notice the newspaper about the COVID rules, they put all the chart, one chart we read, enough already, we understand immediately. If you read the context, the real text itself, you get confused. But you look at the chart, very easy to follow. And that is why it is important for us, people in media, we need to communicate the truth in such a way, at the end of the day, that people could hear, could understand. That's the first thing. The second difficulty today in communication is perhaps also the very fact that the message can be harshed or hard and difficult to accept. And this is true, especially for us Christians. The gospel message is difficult. You can be very certain. It is a difficult message. If you want to be a true Christian, I think, honestly, the gospel message is too difficult to follow. That's why there are some people, they don't want to become Christians, not because it's not true, but because it's so true that they cannot follow. So they say, we better don't become Christians. And the truth is, if you read the gospel, the demands of Jesus, they are really, really very difficult. How many of us really live up to the gospel teaching? That is why some of us, we like to condemn person here, condemn this person, as if you live the gospel perfectly. Oh, how many stones you should be throwing at yourself before you want to throw at others. The truth is, we cannot. And so the gospel, it is difficult. And this is where, when St. Stephen spoke of the fact he was filled with the Spirit, gazed into heaven, that was the last straw. From their perspective, the Jewish leader's perspective, that was blasphemy. And therefore, they stoned him. And for us today, the church has to continue to speak the truth, even when it is difficult. But truth, I think is very important, must always be spoken with charity, with compassion, with sensitivity. We need to be firm in what we believe, but we don't have to condemn people. We don't have to hurt people's feelings. They're saying what we need to say. And this is where it is very important, because if you remember, there was a beautiful speech by Pope Emeritus Benedict at the University of Regensburg. It was a beautiful speech on reason and faith. But he was taken out of context by the media that he was insulting the Muslim. And that was the reason where the Muslims all over the world began to protest. Taken out of context. So the truth, when spoken, has to be spoken with charity. But again, sometimes media, people can take what we say out of context. Even for me as the bishop, all the homilies I preach, there are some people who extract the homily and circulate to people. Oh, you see, the bishop is against the PAP. Oh, the bishop supports the opposition. All these people, and they make my life difficult, because they are distorting the truth. They never read the whole message. Hey, the bishop is for every Catholic, whether you're opposition member or you're a PAP member, we are one church. All of you are my sheep. The church is non-partisan. We support what is right and good for the country. We don't support parties as such. Thirdly, my dear brothers and sisters, if we want to really listen, at the end of the day, listening involves entering into the minds and hearts of people. That's why Jesus said, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that my love will be in them and they will be in us. To say your love is in them means what? It means to say we are able to feel with the person. We are able to identify the person's feelings and heart. The heart of listening, my dear brothers and sisters, if you were to ask me, is the heart. The heart of listening is the heart. If you listen with the heart, you won't be judgmental. If you listen with the heart, you learn to feel with the pains of people. It is no more a matter of right or wrong. It is a matter of helping, understanding people in their struggles. But when you come with a judgmental mind, you are there to condemn, you are there to discriminate, But if you come with a heart, you are there to journey with someone, and then together to support the person in his or her struggles. I believe we all know where the truth lies. But for many of us, it's very difficult to face the truth, to live up to the truth, because we cannot do it. And that's why we tend to react when the truth is spoken. But if we are compassionate, if we can journey with these people, they will find strength to one day come to accept the truth and to live it. That is why you can win. Listening is not about winning a debate. You can win a debate, but you might not win the heart of the person. That is why people say you can win the battle, but you lose the war. It is the heart. That is why at the end of the day, when we talk about communication, it is really a unity of heart and of mind. That is what Jesus in the gospel is speaking about, love, about unity, feeling and identifying with each other. Today in the second reading, St. John says, you know, come, everyone who listens, answer, come. If you listen, you will come. But if you cannot listen, you will not come. So how to listen? Listening begins with listening to the Word of God. Listening to the Word of God attentively, in a prayerful manner, not even in an intellectual discourse, but to listen to the Word of God. If you listen to the Word of God, you begin to feel, you begin to understand. And that is why, you know, today the Communication Sunday is very fitting, because it prepares us for this Archdiocese Assembly, for this synodal process. The Holy Father makes it clear. This synodal process is a question of journeying to identify with the aspirations, the woes, the joys, the frustrations of our people. It is not about passing a judgment. And if we listen together in prayer, paying attention to the Word of God, it is the Spirit that will unite us. The Spirit will help us to come to a common discernment, not through argument, but through identification. And that is what communication is all about. And so we pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that we will learn how to listen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.